Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Hit it.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, right now.
Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. The weekend. This is how we do it.
We bounce on the chair. We break the dance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm coming for you.
Oh, hey.
Woo!
I love it.
I'm coming for you. Blow your mind.
Oh! ow. Uh-oh.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
I don't think so.
Going back to Cali.
I don't think so.
No.
A-boo!
No, skip it.
Hoes!
Make it rain on them hoes.
Hoes!
Make it rain on them hoes.
Hoes!
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is the classic.
Cool.
It's a classic.
This is the classic.
If she call you, if I call you.
Moolah.
Go on, Marcus.
Coming to ya. Make girl like her. Wanna
do ya.
Somewhere there's a good time waiting for me.
Crap, it's dry.
Don't worry, Dreams. I'm coming.
Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no.
Woo!
Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no.
Ebola.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, Ozzy!
Oh, no, just take what you want from me. Take what you need from me. Take what you want to go. Don't you take what you want from me. Take what you need from me. Take what you want and go.
Yeah.
Such a joyful moment.
What else?
Cito. Come on, Marcus.
Dance. Get up. You'll like it.
It feels great. It feels great to watch you guys.
This my... Bam bam. Bam bam.
Pizza.
Oh man.
So Vicia was cool.
When I finally got sober, fell wow. 10 years older, but it was something to do.
Woo! Thursday, Sue.
Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday.
I'm on
love.
Drugs.
Say the way you move, gonna make you swag, gonna make you move.
No.
When you shake that thing, won't you make you burn, gonna make you sting. That's a good one.
Yeah.
My way would start.
I could go on forever, dude.
There'll be peace when you are done.
Oh, my Lord.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
No.
All right. I'm all sweaty now.
All right. So let's take your jacket off.
You could.
Wait, you got to do the Ozzy. End it with Ozzy.
All right. Before Ozzy, though.
Way to kill the vibe.
It's the mother remix.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Now we got something.
Baby shark.
Woo! You need to get a strobe light in here when that's on, baby.
I?
I hope Vaughn is getting all this on video.
Here we go! Woo! All right, now I'm officially sweaty. It's 6:12 in the morning. I'm officially sweating.
But that's how it goes. Millions of people.
That's exhausting.
Living as fools.
So fun, though.
Oh, listen, I actually think
love
that
it so much.
You should take the last 10 minutes of video and just put it online as the Alice workout video. Start your morning off and watch think, these guys.
Yeah, Vaughn, you got your marching orders. Vaughn's in.
Got a thumbs up.
Yeah, got to do that.
Carl, our new digital guy, every day is like, all right, what video today? What video today?
That's so it, that's right it. There.
That's it.
Your morning
some
workout.
Of my goofiest moves on
no,
that one.
No, it's totally fine. You're having fun. Is that a new top?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's a great color on you.
What is it? Peach? Is it salmon?
It's sort of
what
salmon. I would call it salmon, at least from where
I'm wearing a fish top, everybody.
Yeah.
So I have to make hors d'oeuvres tonight.
For what? You're having a party?
No, I'm going to somebody's dinner party.
Oh.
And they asked me to bring an app.
What are you going
to
do?
So here's what I'm thinking. Because I don't really cook. You know?
I'm pretty good at apps. What you got?
Well, I was thinking about doing, get a good cracker, smear some of them with a little smudge of avocado, which I know you don't like. So
mm-mm.
What about cream cheese? You like cream cheese?
Yeah.
And then do a little bit of smoked salmon on there, like a tiny slice of cucumber, tiny slice of tomato. Just like make a little tiny, and put like maybe a caper on top, you know?
Yeah.
To make
not
it look
everyone likes capers. Maybe some garlic on top. Maybe a thing of garlic.
Garlic?
Oh, you hate garlic because it stays on you. The only problem I have with avocado as an appetizer is it turns.
Yeah,
so
no.
Make sure and put some lime in it. Make sure and put some lime so it doesn't
I always put
churn.
A ton of lime in, but you're right. By the time because I got to pre-make them onto a tray, you know, and then transport them over there.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, maybe I won't do that.
I like to do...
Not everyone likes cream cheese, though.
Right? Well, you're not going to please everybody.
I'll just make a bunch of different ones.
Yeah.
I like to do...
Can't please everyone.
Just bring a bag of Ritz crackers over there. And just,
Ritz crackers.
Here you go, Ritz crackers. And little. I can buy those pre-made squares of cheddar.
Boom, done.
And bring your spray can.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, spray cheese. Yes.
You can just spray it in their mouth. Anybody?
I hope Gwyneth isn't at the party. She hates spray cheese.
One of the favorite things that lasts is when I do cherry tomatoes, and you put basil on it, and then you put on a toothpick. And then
a little
mozzarella
ball of
balls. Yeah, and then some more basil.
That's pretty good.
Depending on how long your toothpick is. What are you laughing at?
That's a good one.
I'm reading a text. It says, Sarah,
what does it say?
Sarah News that you make made me late for the gym. I couldn't stop watching you. Marcus, great impression of Vinny during the montage.
I know. You didn't even stand up.
Fully playing the role of Vinny this morning.
Suck.
I think Marcus is less than thrilled to be here for a third day. I do appreciate it, but I'm just like, I am working until 1 in the morning.
It's all good.
Did you go home and sleep yesterday?
I got a little bit of sleep, but if I had gotten up with you guys to do that, you'd be carrying me out of here right now.
Yeah. We'd have to put you on the couch.
For real. Oxygen mask on my face the whole night.
It was pretty crazy weather. You know, I'm so grateful. Alden drove me yesterday and I had a dentist appointment.
Yeah, it was
driving
bananas
home
getting home yesterday.
It was gnarly. Did you have to go to a different exit?
I didn't, actually. My normal exit wasn't flooded, which I must have been that the tide was out or something, because it was... Although, once I crossed over the bridge, the rain died significantly.
Mm.
In the city, I couldn't see. And then you know how your windows fog up at that? So I'm like cranking the heat and it's like pouring. I'm like, the world is crazy. Just trying to go,
So much standing water everywhere. Yeah, and
I know.
Some people are crazy.
People need to know something. As East Coasters.
So many things.
As East Coasters, I mean, we had this conversation yesterday. Like, I grew up dealing with sleet and snow and ice roads all winter long. You deal with that, right?
Yeah.
And you know what you do? You drive slower. A lot slower.
Yeah.
You give yourself extra time to get where you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways, like, just when you think you should slam on the brakes, no, just take your foot off the gas. Like, you're going to put yourself in a spin. Like,
right.
I mean, not that it was icy yesterday, so there's that. But if you're it's hydroplaning, it's still slick, though. Right. Yeah. Just please slow down and turn your lights on.
It is weird how people don't seem to slow down.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm like, why are you passing me on a 25 mile per hour road? Like, what are you doing?
Trying to get somewhere, man.
Well, you should have given yourself a little more time. Just, you know, take it easy and remember that these are other humans. I know they only look like cars, but there are other humans in there.
Amen.
People that you could be friends with.
Yeah,
I mean,
take it easy.
Family members.
We had this one Porsche. How do you say it?
Porsche. Porsche. Whatever it is. I have no idea.
That was driving in front of us. That was going so fast. And all of them are like, oh, my God. I was like, please stay away from that person. Don't be upset with them. Don't. And I said, I know of my dentist appointment, but I'm going to email them right now and tell them the water, you know,
I'll be raining. We're taking our time.
And they were just grateful that I gave them a heads up. Like, don't worry. We're going to be late. I don't care. We're going to arrive alive.
Alive.
Damn. Arrive alive.
Arrive alive.
Really, that should be the goal.
Yeah.
The basic goal.
The basic goal in all things.
Fundamental goal.
Get out of it alive. Get there alive.
Right.
Survive. Be alive.
Survive alive.
Arrive alive.
Yeah. You do have a sponsor.
Do I? Thank you for telling me that. The 30th anniversary of Pier 39 Sea Lions is this weekend. So come see the 30 hand-painted sea lions and join a sea lion discovery walk. Visit pier39.com for all the details. I think I heard the rain's going to hold off until... So this is going to be a good weekend for this.
Perfect weekend.
So the 30th anniversary of Pier 39's sea lions. You were saying it was after the Loma Prieta quake that suddenly...
500 and an influx of 500 sea lions showed up there and... No one really...
big news, too.
Yeah.
Every single day.
And well, now they've built all these platforms for them, and now it's an attraction that they celebrate.
It is funny.
It's fun to look at them.
Yeah, yeah, because initially they didn't want them there, right?
Yeah.
They were trying to find ways to get rid of these
people.
Right.
Were coming down to see.
Yeah. Yep. I'm like, oh,
every time
minute.
I go, people. I'm always, I'm there for at least 10 minutes going, oh, look at that one. And they mess around with each other.
Yep. It's true.
They push
funny.
Each other off the platform.
And then
it's
the
funny.
One's trying to get up there, and the guy comes running at him like, rawr, 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 rawr.
And they still never found out exactly what drew them there, right?
That's
so weird. It was such a weird phenomenon.
Yeah. Well, earthquakes will do that. Don't they even say that, like, animals... Right before an earthquake, will start acting weird. Birds act weird.
Dogs. Cats.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Right. People say that after. Oh yeah, my dog started going crazy. I don't know what was happening. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh really? Let me ask your dog about that.
Well, I was living in a house with like five roommates, on 19th Avenue, and we found the cat 3 days later after the earthquake in the couch.
Climbed up into the couch, scared to death.
Yeah, all the way in. And we wondered, what the heck happened to the cat?
Probably heard him meowing, huh?
But I don't know how we found him, but we found him.
Damn.
It's just like a trip.
It's so scary to animals, you know? Yeah. They don't have a lot of frame of reference. No one can tell them what's going on.
Right.
The new Jonas Brothers song, What a Man Gotta Do, that premiered last night on Alice. And we were playing it every other hour or so. On the Alice. Every couple hours you're going to hear that. So you by the end of the day. Oh, by the way, as we were just listening to that song, Marcus and I agreed that sounds it sounds just like a Fleetwood Mac song.
It's
right
like
at
what?
The edge of fringes of my brain. Some texter will also know and will have been able to access their RAM.
Yeah.
And
it's off the Rumors album, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me look at the listing. Hold on. I got to figure this out.
I'm not feeling it.
I'm sitting here listening. That is Fleetwood Mac.
Hmm.
Or at least
there's
it's got
one
that vibe.
Song. It's this one song, Fleetwood Mac Rumors. Secondhand News.
Maybe
play Secondhand News. I think that's what it is.
Like this, like Secondhand News.
No.
Okay.
It's not so much the chorus. It's something
whole,
about the vibe of the
vibe.
of the. Crank it up.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It has that same little vibe.
It's a little different now that I'm hearing it, but I totally thought the same thing
as
you. Wow. Me down in the club, do my stuff.
And there's another one, too, I'm thinking
of. I can feel it now, yeah.
There's another one very similar. It actually may have been a bigger
hit, too. Go Your Own Way?
God, what was it? It's driving me crazy.
Me in the tall grass and let me do my stuff.
Yeah,
I saw an incredible Fleetwood Mac cover band at House of Blues in New Orleans.
Did you really?
And I can't remember the
Fleetwood Mac cover band. I love tribute bands.
Oh, yeah, they were called Rumors.
Oh, they were? Funny.
They were called Rumors.
Oh, funny.
They were amazing. I guess this is like a famous Fleetwood Mac cover band because they were incredible. They sounded exactly like them.
There is nothing like seeing people who care so deeply about the subject matter that they go note for note. I saw that Led Zeppelin tribute band saw. Which they don't really dress like them or anything or try to be them on stage, but they are note for note.
Mm-hmm.
Little vocal doodle, just the whole thing. Oh, I was just like, this is amazing.
Yeah, they were awesome. Awesome.
I love that. I need to go see like a really good Queen cover band.
There's so many of them.
I haven't seen one. Never.
So many
I saw a Prince tribute band one time and was like, this is not what I'm looking for.
Oh, there's too many. When there's too many, they're not all good.
Well, you know, the thing was, too, I was like, I'm sorry. I get that I must just be a little bit of a Prince fan because you're doing songs that are so deep that I heard them only the one time I ever listened to that record or I never heard them. Like, I think they played Purple Rain. And then they played Purple Rain in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like...
Would they rearrange it as
Yeah, they just, like, did their own sort of take on it. I'm like, oh, F off.
Yeah, no, you got to stick to it.
Like, let's Go Crazy and then spend the whole night playing all the favorites of Prince. I get that you're bored with them because you're a tribute band and that's all you play.
Right. Making it your own. People are saying that they did hear Second News with that.
Secondhand news. What are they hearing?
Yeah, that one. I'm hearing, a lot of people are saying, I want candy.
I want candy.
Oh,
not as much, but I guess I get it.
I can definitely hear that.
Is that by Bow Wow?
That's Bow Wow Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't she like 13 or something like that?
I don't know.
I think she was like kid.
Sounds like a kid. Okay, now play Secondhand News again real quick and then switch to the What a Man Gotta Do, the actual song, the Jonas Brothers. Okay, now go back.
It's very close.
Well, it's different enough.
Yeah.
But I can see why it reminded
vibe.
We both had the same thought and at the same time.
And I bet you they were listening to this.
Yeah, another
song.
One. Give me one.
Another person says they're hearing George Michael, You Gotta Have Faith.
Oh.
That's
Let's hear God
also
maybe.
Yeah. Huh.
I gotta have faith, the faith.
Yeah,
I can totally see that.
Candy, yeah. This is a long open.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's a little slower,
it's
kind
of.
I can hear it, absolutely. It's more about that guitar, that jangly little guitar that's
and
underneath
And the way the vocals are set up, even the kick drum, the tom sound, all of that. The guitar.
Digga, 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 digga.
That whole vibe is very Fleetwood Mac, though.
That's close. So I think what we're saying here is, nice. A little derivative, but a great, great new song from the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
But listen, find me something that isn't a little bit derivative.
Everything
has been influenced by everything else.
Right.
So there it is, a new Jonas Brothers song. And oh my God, I haven't got to one story.
Just do one. What was the top one you were going to do?
Americans trust Google and Amazon more than Tom Hanks.
Well, Americans are out of their minds.
Well, we know our priorities are jacked, that's for sure. So this is a bad sign. This is a survey that asked people who they trusted. They had various people, brands, institutions. They were asked, do you trust them to do the right thing? Mm. Do you trust this entity or this person to do the right thing? It turns out you're most trusting of your primary doctor. 50% of people said, I trust my primary doctor to do the right thing. Mm. Military came in second. I trust the military to do the right thing, 44%.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, I don't know. It's who's behind the military I don't trust.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing.
They're doing what they have, what they're told to do.
So I can
I trust them to do what they're told to do.
Yes.
Amazon was third place. 39% of Americans trusted Amazon to do the right thing. Then Google at 38. Tom Hanks was seventh. People trust Amazon, Google, the military, and the primary doctor. Well, it's okay, your primary doctor. Hopefully you do trust him. Tom Hanks was seventh with 34%. Amazon and Google placed higher than teachers, the police, Oprah, extreme weather warnings, and labels on food packaging.
You know what? They might be onto something.
Trump was way down the list at 20%. The government finished even lower, 7%. Meanwhile, the military, controlled by those entities, was at 44%. If you limit it to just brands, the U.S. Post Office came in number one.
Oh.
The U.S. Post Office.
Fair.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them, although some people the other day were complaining about them.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. But you know,
just the other day.
When you think about just the volume of stuff they have to deal with on a daily basis,
absolutely,
all around the world,
yeah. It's for 43 cents. Yeah, right. It's amazing.
It's fairly efficient.
What does a stamp cost now? I bought a ton of forever stamps when they were like 42 cents.
Uh-huh. Mm. I'm not really sure. I want to say 52 cents, but I'm actually really not sure because I buy the books too. Now.
You know, I was even thinking back in the day when they introduced the forever stamp. I'm like, I should just buy a ton of these, and I could sell them later. Like, that would be a good investment. He's standing out on the street corners going, forever stamps.
This says here, the internet says that I trust. This was last year. So the cost of sending a normal size 1 ounce letter with a forever stamp is now 55 cents.
Oh, boy.
Up from 50 cents.
Remember when we were kids, and I think it was like 17 cents for a postcard and 20 cents for a letter.
Shoot, yeah. I remember being able to send postcards for 3 cents.
Oh, I remember
really?
10 cents.
How old are you?
Gosh.
God, Marcus.
3 cents.
Hey, did you ever get your fabric or whatever it is?
I did finally get it.
Okay, because a lot of people have been texting all week long about it.
It's interfacing.
Yeah, interface, right, Bryn.
So it actually got delivered somewhere in Arizona. I know. And I don't know. They must have put the wrong label on it or something. And my package showed up a day or two ago. I'm like, okay. Well, that's settled. I'm so glad I spent all the live long day, Monday and Tuesday on the phone. All right. What's coming up in the news, Marcus?
The San Francisco Giants make Major League Baseball history.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.